We're doing Iyov. We're up to what's called the 19th chapter, and we'll quickly review what we've seen so far. The book begins by describing to us how righteous Iyov is. God testifies to his righteousness, and then the book describes a conversation between Satan and God, in which ultimately Satan says we have to verify his righteousness and will cause him to suffer. And so, without going into many details, Iyov loses all of his wealth, all of his children, all of his family, and he's covered with boils and he's sitting there suffering. And we've been learning the conversations between Iyov and his friends, and so far we've had 5 attempts by his friends to explain to him why he deserves the suffering he's having, and 5 rebuttals by Iyov explaining why he does not deserve it at all. And now we're up to what's called the 19th chapter, the first pasuk. Bayan Iyov vayomar. So Iyov replies, and Iyov says, Ad ana togiyun nafshi utidake unani vimilin. To what point, Iyov says, will you fight with me? To what point will you try to put me down? Will you make me suffer like this? You're supposed to be my friends. Till when will you afflict me and keep telling me that it's all my fault that I'm suffering? Ze eser pe'amim tachlimuni. It's been 10 times you've shamed me. You've made 5 claims and you've refused to hear me 5 times. 10 times you've shamed me. Lo tevoshu takiru li. You're not embarrassed, Iyov says. You're not embarrassed to look at me and blame me and make yourself takiru li is like nochri. You've made yourself strangers from me. You're supposed to be my friends. You're not behaving like friends. You speak to me as though you were strangers. You speak to me in a distant way, describing how I must have sinned in my past. Maybe my children sinned and I'm being paid back for that. Like strangers, you don't know me. And even if you're right, I erred. Maybe somewhere I made a mistake. Maybe I have some sins that I'm accountable for. Maybe, let's say you're right. Wait a second, you know me. Have you seen me sin? Do you have anything you could testify to? No. So what are you saying? Maybe I did something by mistake somewhere where you didn't see it, because you haven't pointed to any specifics. You don't know of anything I've done wrong. So ve'af omnam shagiti. And even if it's true, I've erred. Iti talin meshugati. It's my own private issue. It's between me and myself. Why do you think you have a right to come and tell me it's your fault? You must have done some sins in private. You must not be as pious as you seem. Maybe, you know, something. We know Iyov's right. We have the introduction of the book where God attests to the fact that Iyov's right. God says, Tam v'yashar, yireh Elokim, v'sar mera. Iyov is whole, he is honest, he is straight, he is God-fearing, he turns away from anything that's bad. Iyov says, what are you guys telling me? 10 times we've gone back and forth, and you keep saying the same thing. It must be my fault that I'm suffering. Chazal tell us, from Iyov's friends, we learn what not to do. If someone's suffering, our job isn't to tell them, you know, maybe you have to think over why you deserve this. The truth is that a person should think over why they deserve what's happening to them. But that's not our job. That's not our job as his friends. Im omnam Alai tagdilu vetochichu alai chirpati. But the truth is that you keep saying, I must have all kinds of sins. And the reason behind it is because you're trying to justify my suffering. Vetochichu alai. And you're trying to prove, to clarify chirpati. What sins, what shame I really have, because you're saying it must be that if you're suffering, you have much sin, right? That's your logic. De'uefo ki eloha ivetani. But you're wrong. I want you to know that you're arguing with me, but the truth is that God is not being just here. I haven't done anything wrong. Umtsudo alai hikif. But God set out his trap to catch me. It's not because of a sin. God has decided that he will punish me, but but not for a sin. I've done nothing wrong. Eov says, why do you keep blaming me? Because you're assuming if I'm suffering, I must have sinned. I want you to know that's not so. The word ivitani means God, so to speak, is on the attack. God is attacking me. He set out his trap for me. He wants to bring me down, but it's not because of a sin. The word ivitani could also mean, you should know that this is an ivut. God is obstructing justice here. I don't deserve this. There is a world of a difference between the two explanations. Is Eov saying God isn't being fair, or is Eov saying God's on the attack? A world of a difference. Where Eov's holding? Hein etzak hamas velo e'ane ashava ve'en mishpat. I'm calling out, this isn't fair, but no one's answering. Hein etzak hamas, I call out, this is unfair, I'm being treated unfairly. Velo e'ane, and I'm not being answered. Ashava, I yell out. Ve'en mishpat, and I'm not getting justice, I'm not getting what I deserve. Ochi gadar ve'lo evo. God fenced up my path. He's not letting me advance, and so I cannot advance. Ve'al netivotai choshech yasim. And God placed darkness on my path. There's no way I can escape it. There's nothing I can do. If I could, I'd prove my point, but I can't. I'm not being allowed to pass. I'm not being allowed to get out of this situation. God's decided this is where I'll be, so that's where I am. Kevodi me'alai hifshit. God stripped me of my honor. God stripped me of my dignity. Everyone looks down at me now. Vayasar ateret roshi. And God took off my crown. I used to be one of the rulers of this country. And God brought me down from that. Yititzeini saviv vailach. God shattered me from all around. And I, what can I do? Vayasa ka'etz tikvati. And God uprooted from me, just as one would uproot a tree, and the tree is gone from its place until you put it back, but it's not there. By the same token, God uprooted me, God uprooted all hope from me. I have no hope to get back to where I once was in life. That's a mistake of Eov's. Vayachar alai apo. God's anger burned, attacked against me. Vayach sheveni lo chitzarav. And God considers me as though I am one of his enemies. And that's why he's beating me time and again. Yachad yavo gedudav. Vayasolu alai darkam. Vayachanu saviv le'aholi. God's battalions, so to speak. It's a reference to the afflictions, to the pain that God is sending to Eov. He says, all at once, God sent his battalions of afflictions against me. And it's as though they came down a paved road. None of them had to detain themselves to get around something. No, it was a paved road. They quickly came, camped around my tent, and they're not leaving. Achai. Me'alai hirchihiku. These afflictions caused my brothers to distance themselves from me. You, my friends, I think you'd stand by me at this time. No, you look at me and you say, you must be such a sinner, Eo. What do you mean, you've known me? What are you telling me I've sinned? I haven't sinned. V'yode'ai achzaru mimeni. And those that previously were my friends, they knew me. Now, suddenly, they're like strangers. Chadelu kirovai. My relatives stop coming. Umyudai shechechuni. And those who knew me, it's as though they've forgotten me. So life's come to a standstill. All that's left is pain. All that's left in my life is suffering. And I don't deserve it. Bezat Shem will pick up here.